You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
What's up, and welcome back to another episode of No Ceilings Podcast with your host, Nah Fuck That, with your low, Glasses Malone.
I read a lot of it, but I didn't get through all 70 pages, like, no. But I did read I read a lot of it.
So what do you think about it?
I think it's interesting. I'm, like, really tuned in. I'm really, like... Did he do it? Did he do it?
What did he do exactly? What are we saying?
That's what I'm trying to see. So the allegations that Lil Rod is saying as far as like the sex trafficking.
Ironic name, by the way.
But it's crazy to say it, right? It's
Lil Rod
crying. It's crazy to say the sex trafficking part, though, because it's like, I don't know. If he really has people, because I can't say just women, because I guess it's men too.
Yeah, he's sleeping with men, you saying.
That is working for him doing sexual, like, favors for others, right? Is that what sex trafficking is?
It's a very opaque definition, in my opinion. And it hasn't been settled in court law, the Supreme Court case yet, in that specific application.
Okay. So this is the problem. So the federal version of sex trafficking is different than the state version. So federal sex trafficking is the recruitment, harboring, transportation, provision, obtaining, patronizing, or soliciting of a person, soliciting of a person for the purpose of commercial sex act, in which a commercial sex act is induced by force.
Okay. So that's the thing. The force part.
Induced by force, fraud, or coercion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like you left out a little bit there at the end.
Or in which the person induced to perform such act has not attained 18 years of age. So commercial sex act for anybody under 18 is trafficking. Mm-hmm. Or if you're 18 and over, it has to be
sex act commercial sex. Under 18 is trafficking. It's trafficking. Commercial over 18.
Yes, commercial sex act is, well, no, it, commercial sex acts with any woman under 18 is trafficking. But 18 and above, it has to be induced by force, fraud, or coercion.
So
this to me brings up an unbelievably interesting point of definition. Within this kind of opaque term of commercial, you could be commercial as part of an enterprise, or you can be commercial as, let's say, an independent contractor, so mm-hmm. to speak. Now, just from personal experience, I know right now I have a cell phone in my pocket. I live in Miami. 50 women in L.A. with my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I'll bet 49 of them wouldn't come out to see me and fuck if they had to pay for the plane ticket. But if I pay for the plane ticket, they're fucking. So, are they not independent contractors? Hey. And am I not federally trafficking at that point? If that were to happen, which it is not.
You make a good point.
So, define compensation.
That's what I... There it is there.
In-kind compensation... Is that not commerce?
So the definition of commercial is concerned with or engaged in commerce, making or intended to make a profit.
Making or intended to make a profit.
So like if you, so, and this is the important part, right? Because I've been dealing with this a little funny. So what I think has to be happening is there was a girl at one of these parties that was 17. Mm-hmm. So remember, so if you look in the paperwork with Lil Rod, right, who mm-hmm. I'm not fucking with, like, he's the worst type of nigga, bro. Like, we'll get into that, but...
Why? Yeah, I was about to say, why is he the worst type of nigga?
Because nobody forced you to fuck 10 strippers, bro. Nobody forced you to fuck 10 strippers.
I didn't get to that part. He did say that.
Grown-ass man going to let you sit there and talk about... He's talking about... He tried to touch his anus and all this extra stuff.
Right.
And you... What?
He was going to be okay with that if Diddy gave him the $50,000. But because he didn't give him the $50,000, he
said...
Well,
it's too late because he asked for it
afterwards. I don't even want to get into that part, right? Because... That's a different... Well, we'll get to that later.
He said it. What? That's what...
We'll get into that later.
He said it.
His greatest
gripes... He just needed to add $21,000 to that 29... No, $29,000 to that 21.
No, it's $21,000 more to the 29.
29, okay.
But this is the problem. So reading Little Rod's statement, mm-hmm. he's like, yo, did he force me to fuck... He called them sex workers.
Right, right.
But really, he's referring to strippers. Mm-hmm. These are the strippers. They go to gather the strippers from out of Miami.
Of course.
And he said, he forced me to wear the bad boy hat to go garner the strippers. He forced me to do that. I'm like, nobody forced you to wear a hat. Nobody forced you to go get no strippers. Nobody, you didn't wake up with strippers in your bed and not knowing what happened.
The littlest he of Rods could not have got those strippers without that hat.
And then, so he said on different occasions he was drugged. Then he said he was forced to sleep with the strippers. Mm-hmm. Did Puff push your ass into the, like, and some of this shit is ridiculous.
Okay, so my thing is this, and this might be TMI, but okay, let's just say, for example, like in Young Miami's situation.
Sure.
I feel like, because she was brought in that or whatever, I feel like she may be a victim in this. Cause,
no.
Okay, but look, here's my thing. Like, listen, here's my thing. So here it is, you know. You down there, you giving head, and, you know, he's like, go on a little, you know, just go a little bit lower, you know, and she's like, thinking like, dang, I don't really fuck with that, but we already in the mood, you know, he smelled clean, blah, blah, blah. So she go and she, you know, go a little further next day or whenever they link up again, they chilling. He's like, you know, I really like that. And she like, well, I don't intend to, you know, do that again because that's not her cup of tea. But he's like, I really like that. So they do it again. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do this again. But then after a while, it starts being uncomfortable for her to where it's like he's not really asking for it, but he's kind of saying, okay, this is like what I want. And so she's putting herself in a situation to where eventually she's uncomfortable, but then she too might be on tape or he might have things over her or things like that to where it's like, okay, dang, I'm in this situation already. I've already went there. And now it's kind of like, no. I can't back out of it. And I think like with Little Rob, he already decided he was going to do the album. He decided to spend that year with him, do the production. Living you're traveling mansion. With Diddy. He didn't say that he was going to give you producer of the year and all of these things that he's promising.
That's if you gave up the ass, he said.
It's all about choices. And anytime you make a damn choice, you have to deal with what comes with those choices.
I cannot believe Britt. Just told
I'm just
the
saying, even with the
truth.
Young Miami thing is, yes. Young Miami saw opportunity. I don't give a fuck. And he provided that opportunity, and she was
I'm
all
gonna
down
lick
with
ass.
It.
Yeah.
Period.
But
and
then I think
it might have been some uncomfortable things, but that's when she could have said,
no.
It was less but uncomfortable than a $13 an hour job.
What?
Which would have been extremely uncomfortable for her.
But very I'm saying true. Because she, you know, she's out there with Diddy and everything. And so if she kind of had backed up, it's like, well, you know, she want to get into a position and have the thing, you know what I'm
choices.
Saying? Have those things that were promised or that she felt like she could get. But now she didn't got herself caught up to where she's just.
So how is she
she's just going? Because what if he did have things on her and he did tell her like, okay, well, if you don't, you know what I'm saying? If you don't do this, then you can't have this or I'm going to do this to you or.
Okay. So that's two separate things.
Okay.
You can't have this if you don't eat my ass. It's not truly a threat.
No.
Now
it's not.
I'm going to kick your ass if you don't eat my ass is a threat. Like there's this weird space. Me and Pete always talked about this and I was reading it where it's like.
Minus the licking ass part. We don't talk all the time about
sure,
that.
No, we
just to be clear.
Never talk
this
about
this is on recording.
Ass.
We're just.
For sure. No. But we talk about women's, you know, I've talked to you guys about it. Women's sense of unaccountability. They don't want to be accountable. Right. And it's like. It's like the man, Weinstein.
Okay.
Harvey Weinstein. Yes.
Right.
I don't know if it should be illegal if you want this job and I'm like, you got to watch me jack off for the job. If you want this job, you have to watch me jack off. That's a choice.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, no.
But it's against the law.
Side related concept. Outside of the professional. I was hanging out. I went to have a drink with this girl I've known for like 10 years, whatever, the other day. And I pseudo blew her mind. I said, relationships are nothing but extortion rackets for women. It's get me exactly what I want because that guy over there has a dick and a credit card that works too. This is just that
in
the professional world.
Yes.
It's in the domestic world, it's inverted. In the professional world, it tilts that way.
No ceilings, GL. My nigga Pete is in the house, not over the
physically.
Motherfucking line. I know y'all been saying y'all miss Britt and Red. Britt and Red came in today.
Swinging.
Yeah,
came
happy
in
New
swinging
Year.
And shooting.
Did you just say Happy New Year, fool?
That's how long it's been I've been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn. For sure.
You guys missed the whole first quarter.
We
yes.
did.
We did.
It's the second quarter.
It's the second
did.
Quarter.
We
this
did.
Is the fucking spring.
There we go.
Right on time.
Right? Hello.
So... Women, right, they weaponize their beauty, right? If you want to take me out, these are the restaurants I want to go to. Nobody looks at that as coercion. If you don't take me, you can't take me anywhere unless you take me to these restaurants.
It's emotional abuse coercion. It's not, oh, I get to miss out on the restaurant. It's, she's going to that fucking restaurant Friday with somebody.
Without you.
And it could be me, or it could be that guy. And after dinner... It could be me or it could be that guy, and I can't deal with that reality of situation B.
Yeah.
Choice.
It's the choice.
It's very uncomfortable. Like $13 an hour.
And I think that's what we're saying with Young Miami. If your guy is saying, hey, I like my ass ate red. I want you to eat my ass. And you're like, that's not really my thing.
Right.
But he like, well, I don't want to be with you if you ain't going to eat my ass. That's not a threat.
It's not a threat, but I think just the I'm not going to say power that Diddy has, but who he is, it's like who, I don't think that he does have to force anyone to do anything because of who he is. People just want to be able to benefit from the things that he can do for them, you know?
So then who actually is the problem? Is it Diddy who has the opportunity or the person willing to do anything for the opportunity?
I think that if this might have been someone different, because we've been hearing things about Diddy for years.
I've heard things about Diddy. Like somebody says he sleeps with men. I've never in my life heard of Diddy as a sex trafficker, as an abusive man. We have to kind of separate it from what we're saying. Like, we heard Diddy's like a piece of, like a cold motherfucker, but we ain't never heard Diddy shoot a nigga in a bathroom and then walk out the bathroom like Little Rod said in the paperwork.
Yeah.
I ain't never in my life heard of Diddy taking no pussy. I'm more offended that Diddy is buying pussy. That's like crazy. Why the fuck is Diddy buying?
Well, interpret that as Diddy shot the guy in the bathroom?
Yes.
Oh, I was running through a drive.
You thought the kid did it?
I was reading it while I was driving.
Yeah.
But be that as it may, I thought that he was saying that one of Diddy's people shot him.
No, it was
that
only
they were just.
No, I think it was him and his son.
It was only Diddy and Junior walked into the bathroom.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Which, you know, to me is like that's the scariest thing about that paperwork. Like, which it's not scary to me because Diddy ain't finna shoot me in no bed. I beat the shit out of Diddy in public, right? I'm saying you had to squabble, cause like with me, we not doing that, but. That is the thing in that. The rest of it is dumb. Like, the thing, I agree, you've heard of Diddy's parties.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Like, yeah. I went to multiple Diddy parties. Mm-hmm. I don't drink, so maybe I didn't know, but you heard about that they got cocaine and X.
Come on, man. I know you don't partake or nothing like that, G, but come on, dude. I know you done been to the Hollywood party, stuff like that. We've all been to one.
I've been to three or four.
A lot of them. I've been to a lot of them.
I ain't never in my life.
There. Mm-hmm. That is there. If you gonna get with it, that's your thing. You gonna do it if it's
I've been to parties and watch where it's cocaine at the party.
Right.
Or ecstasy at the party or ecstasy spike liquor at the party.
Right. And they'll tell you that one right there.
The bottle.
That's the bottle. That's
and you
right
know
there.
If you
not
come
every
in,
time not they tell
time.
You.
No,
they're
not every
supposed
time,
to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know
everybody's
party,
drinking it.
And that's the thing. It's like you shouldn't be at that motherfucker if you don't know what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. Because my friends, they don't tell me, hey, we going to this Hollywood party. I'm already know what time it is.
Yeah. But
we're going to a networking event at 3 in the morning in the hills.
If your friend takes you, somebody needs to know, or you don't need to be going if you don't know.
But if they're out and, you know, after party and then they're invited back to the house.
And another
and
choice.
And they just don't, you know what I'm saying? They
don't
know.
Exactly.
That is a choice.
Another choice. We always have our bag. Cause
I know.
Think about it. Because we've been there. We've been where I've been there, where somebody put something in my drink. So I've been there before, so
I
know.
And to me, that's serious, right? Because I remember growing up, we grew up in an era where niggas was perverts and using Spanish Fly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? And so I'm not saying that's cool, right? Mm-hmm. That you should, you're supposed to go to jail based off society's rules and that. That's just a bit creepy for me. But if everybody's drinking this shit.
Well, they were trying to, I don't know if it's in the paperwork, but not everything was alcohol, like regular
But you know about this at a Diddy's party. Like, you know at a Diddy's party is extra turned up.
But you might not know.
You do know.
I mean, you might not know.
You might not know.
You do know.
You might not know.
You do know.
To get to that type of a party.
You know.
It would be very, very hard for you for that to be your first party.
Who the fuck stumbles into Diddy's party?
Like, okay, so let me.
You're not even getting in this motherfucker.
Some wild shit.
I stumbled into, and I don't even know how or why I was there.
Which one?
You know, it's a lot, right?
I know.
For some reason, and this is the night that you guys went to downtown LA, and then I end up going to the Boulevard party, the Grammy weekend. Mm-hmm. And I ended up, which I'll let you guys know, I don't want to talk about it on here, but in the area, in that booth, in that private section with one of the big people that literally they were like, no, you need to stay here with us. Where are you going? We're going to be leaving after this. This is, you know, and he was very like touchy and everything. And I'm just like, wow. And but John you, happened but to pop partied up. Partied
before.
I had never partied like that. Like to be with those, the people that are running the record company, the labels and things like that.
Out at night before. Like you'd see,
I've been out to a club, before. But this is when I had first kind of started doing, back then it was like internet radio or whatever, just on the scene. Like, I mean, even with G, like I knew of him, but I didn't know of him.
Partying with glasses would not be like partying with him. First off, we're not even partying.
I've been
parties.
I have been, but no, I hadn't been to parties like that. It wasn't even like the party was, it was a Grammy party.
Why are you there?
So I had went there because I was covering. I was covering the event. It was like a something for Grammy. So I was covering the event.
So you never had any idea how so people in Hollywood.
No. So let me tell you how it went. It was like this. It was Boulevard 3. It was on Boulevard 3. Sure. So the front part when you're there, it's just like you're partying. It's regular, right?
Yeah.
But then somebody opened a door.
Into the real party.
Everybody and knows I was partying in. Partying is like those Bruce Lee movies where the higher you go before you get to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, sure. The more intense it gets, the further back you go.
And I was, and I hadn't drank that night. I was by myself. So I was really seeing things. So I'm like, I didn't know that there was going to be a party behind that door. So when I went through there and I'm like, wow, there was.
Cocaine falling from the clouds.
As soon as you get to an off,
just open your nostrils.
But that wasn't even like the main. I don't even think that was like the main party because they were trying to get me to go to the.
They're
other
trying
party
to get you go
that.
To the no, final
the
door.
Real
they,
shit. You trying to get you from Chuck
Norris? If I would have went, they wanted me to go with them to
the real
party. But the way that they were,
coercing you.
The way they're like, and it was the other girls.
Yes.
It's always
they don't
the
even
girls.
Know. Yeah, because we know. Yeah.
It's always the girls. Like, come on, just stay with us.
The reason,
but they say, oh, we want her. We want her. I watched. Yeah. I watched. And I'm like, and the homie happened to be right there. And he saw that I'm looking like.
You thinking about it.
No, I'm not thinking about it.
Thinking
I'm like
about her exit.
She I'm was, like,
no,
what is
she was thinking about that.
Really
she
like, what is going on?
I
like,
maybe I need to see what this thing is like.
I'm like, okay, I'll be back. And I went with him. He's like, you know who that was?
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, I didn't really know who it was. And then when he told me and I was like, that was.
What's crazy is to believe that women are that green.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib,
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And I'm gonna tell you my greatest problem with this, right? Now, this is a different level. Let's just back it down to level one. Why would you go and meet a nigga that you don't know to drink alcohol with? That's my first problem with women.
Oh, you mean like if we meet up to go have a drink?
Period. Why would you do that? Why would you do something that literally alters your mind?
I agree. I think you should go get coffee or something like that.
What's
you
up,
know,
Pete?
First date should not be at a bar.
And
drinking,
you know why you do that? Because you're looking to give away some pussy.
That's not true.
That's not
okay.
True.
And you know what I do?
That is not
when
true.
I go to the bar, I let that man drink more than
what
me.
What I think it is? Sure. I've never met a woman who doesn't at least start with her hand out.
What you mean?
What you mean? Yeah. Start with their hand out.
Yeah, what do you mean?
What percentage of women out there would you say will turn down a free anything?
Mm. A lot. I turn down a lot of free
stuff.
No,
that's not true.
Oh, you think that the majority of women will turn down a free
you're not
anything?
Being, you're not
majority,
being honest.
You're right. Okay, not
and you're not. And you're not being honest.
I'm being very
even if it's a guy you don't like, if he says, I'm going to take you to a restaurant that's exclusive that you've never been, you will still go for the free meal.
No, honestly.
Prime real.
I will, if I feel like,
not a creepy
have you
guy.
Ever taken something not, offered to you from a person that was interested in you that you were not interested in?
Yes.
Ever in your life?
Tell
I've went
the
to
truth.
Dinner. Yeah, I've went to dinner before.
Okay, then that's all I needed to
that's,
hear.
That's his point.
Yeah, I've but not then every time. Not every
doesn't matter.
Guy.
Everybody's
that's
got
not
a price.
The point.
Okay.
But I've done it before.
Yes, sure. You have. Multiple times.
The other
I've
aspect
done it
of it yes. Is with the willingness to just take a free anything paired with this yeah, but I'm special mentality. Oh, I'm sure that not everybody's being offered free everything all the time. It's because of me. Because
I am
special.
That person.
So I got the free everything.
I've turned down
offered.
A G-Wagon. I
because you knew what came with that G-Wagon.
And that's how I feel about the dinners and the,
no,
the this and
no.
The that.
You don't
some
think
people,
the dinner comes
not
with that.
Every... Not every person, but
5% of the dinners
don't
come. It's a
preponderant occurrence, though.
A G-Wagon is for sure ass.
More
for sure.
On command. Yeah. G-Wagon is ass on command.
The G-Wagon was like, okay, no, we're going to be in a relationship. And I was dating him. I was hanging out with him at his house, and
he was giving him pussy at this time.
Yeah, we were
as you call it.
We weren't together, but
you was giving him pussy.
Yeah.
And you turned down a G-Wagon cuz you knew that shit meant it was official.
Exactly. It was like, "Eh." And for some reason, the men that are they're a little bit more intimidating. And I have found myself feeling like I, not going to say pressured to be with them, but more so like, okay, they're kind of crazy. Like, they're very like, I've dealt with this. You,
yeah. Well, like,
where they're just really scary.
What's the line?
And I have to get away.
there has to be a line where it's like, oh, well, sure, I'll take anything.
I gave back jewelry.
So, but that's only
I gave back Rolex.
This is serious.
After you took it.
So I you know.
I did. But actually, the last situation where it was like that, they just kind of were giving it to me. Like no, the ring, weren't. The every, and I'm like, oh.
No, they wasn't.
They were, they were just giving. They were just giving.
Let me ask you a question. What in the fuck would make you think somebody would just give you anything?
No, because they.
The question I was gonna ask.
They wanted, of course, they wanted pussy and they wanted to be with me.
They wanted more than pussy.
Exactly, they did.
At some point, is there a point?
And that's where I was like,
shut the lock it down.
They're just giving me the thing. Like what? They're just giving these things.
And this goes to Pete's point where y'all are confused.
Where women believe that? Yes. Oh, you mean to tell me there's strings attached? You think?
But I knew, and that's why I had to leave. That's why I stopped. I was like, okay, I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't accept this. Like, we was going to get a whole house. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do this. Because I was going to be stuck.
So you were just giving this person pussy with no intentions of being with them.
I had thought I would want it to be with them. But then the more, as we were in this relationship, I start seeing that, okay, there's a lot of, they had like power, they wanted a lot of power. There was a lot of, things that stipulations that needed to be done. Just a lot of like.
Requirements for things.
Yes. And it was like.
Because you should be able to have all these things without any requirements.
No, but just the way that they were pushing those things. On me, it was like we would go shopping at say like Gucci, and he's buying stuff, and I got to the point where I'm like, I don't want anything. And he would say, when we go out, you need to get stuff. Like, it's okay to buy, you know, I'm gonna buy it. And I'm like, no.
I will say there is a degree.
I'm like, no.
In your defense, it's. I was to like being at a restaurant and they just keep delivering you plates of food you didn't order and then the bill's coming.
Right. This is getting to be, and then he started getting more like.
So you knew.
Violent.
So you know you're the problem in this situation.
How am I the problem? I was the problem because I shouldn't have initiate, but I shouldn't have went along with the situation in the first place.
Well, at first you didn't know.
I didn't.
The problem is, why would you give pussy to somebody you don't know?
No, I knew.
She didn't say she gave pussy to somebody. Why are you always trying to go around and under? She never said that.
That is it. Because you wouldn't be, this wouldn't
you
be happening.
You learned about the person afterwards.
Yes.
So like after I got the dick,
I started to figure things out.
She was dating the man, figuring the shit out.
So
okay?
She wasn't dating. She wasn't dating him. She was fucking him.
No, she was dating him.
We were dating.
She actually liked him.
We were dating.
Listen. Y'all have confused.
It just got fun.
It was fun.
Y'all just confused with dating.
Wait,
you liked getting to know him, and then once you got to know him, you're like, I don't like him.
It was very.
Well, this is the problem, right?
It was very like.
I think it was more. It just got more. I think what she's trying to say is, as the gifts start coming, the more of aggression started coming.
It wasn't like, just aggressive. Now he's starting to treat her like a girlfriend.
No, it wasn't.
No.
Mm-mm. It's a difference between.
Right now, you've been with your dude. There's requirements. Right now, you've been with your dude. There's requirements.
It's different. This person that I was with,
they had higher expectation requirements.
We were dating, but we weren't like together. But he was an artist. You know, always in the strip club. Always, you know, wants to you know, spend money here. We're going to go here. We're going to go there. I couldn't even, it got to the point where it's like, I couldn't even go and leave and be with my cousin without him calling me 85,000 times because he needed to come pick me up because I needed to be right there with him.
Sure.
Like.
So he wanted your attention all the time. Oh, okay. I'm sure you'll be complaining about a nigga not paying your attention.
It was not like that.
I know it's not. I'm not. I get what's going on, but you missing the point I'm saying. Like, this is the point where y'all miss it at.
I just started feeling intimidated. He was very intimidating.
Yes, because at that point, you're feeling his love, right? And whatever his insecurities is, you're feeling all of that. Which you're going to feel it from every nigga. Even your nigga now going to be complaining about the dumb shit you do because he probably let you get away with too much. So you're going to have one or two niggas. The nigga that's not going to say nothing and let you get away with everything and going to talk shit because you're getting away with it and you hanging with this person and you going here. Or you're going to have a nigga that's like, hey, don't go here. There's no middle ground. There's no nigga that's cool with you just doing the shit that women do. There's no nigga breathing air. There's no nigga that's going to be happy that you came home from the club. That nigga would be a sucker. Right. So back to the point of Lil Rye, right? It's like Diddy is not forcing you to get pussy from strippers.
Yeah, that part I didn't really.
And that brings that makes you look at the whole situation where it's disingenuous, right? It's the language that they use, right? It's how they talk about it. Okay.
But what if he was forcing him to get pussy because.
How could he force
him? He filmed it. So apparently he had a camera in like every room.
What the fuck difference?
And he's filming.
But what difference would that make for you getting pussy?
Because I don't know if it was just all women. Wasn't it like
men? He didn't sleep with any men in the paperwork. So my question is, how is he forcing you to get pussy?
He said he was drugged and, you know.
Maybe a little Rod was a little self-conscious of being, you know, filmed.
I'm saying, how did he force you to get pussy? How can I force you, Pete, to get pussy? That means I would have
to. I don't know. We're going to have to explore this.
Okay, so I would have to say, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to threaten you, right? I'm going
to
cause
first,
bodily
harm. First, we have to find
harm,
the pussy, if you and then we're going to have to initiate the threat.
So after I make you go find the pussy, you have to go find the pussy. I'm making you go do it. You need
that
to wear
should
this,
buy me some time.
You need to wear this Blue Division hat because when the hoes see you come in here, they know what time it is.
He was going to rile up the after party.
Yeah. That Puff forced him to. So that means he said, I'm going to harm you if you don't go round these bitches up. Or two, you know what I mean? He had to physically push him to the club the whole time. Either way, it's bullshit. And this is my thing. Like, we was talking about it earlier. Fake black outrage and white guilt are the two most successful business today in the black, you know, in the diaspora of people in America of color. As far as people that look like us. That shit is it. Where we fake outrage. Like, we was fake outrage. Somebody said to me, well, we act like R. Kelly was. We all knew R. Kelly.
The only reason that the women's college basketball thing is being watched this year, the numbers, is because last year they turned it into the girl from LSU. A beef with the girl from Iowa in a white, black, media conscious, unequal, binary, you know, standard thing.
Sure. But I'm saying is like, that's dumb. You can't force nobody to get pussy. Now, you can. If you don't fuck this bitch, I'm going to harm you. Or I'm going to push your ass into the pussy. Push your dick right into. That's the only way to force. If the force is, if you not fucking no bitches, you got to go home, that's not force. Take your punk ass home. It ain't a force is, you not going to get paid if you don't fuck these bitches. Because you could just not get paid.
But if he went home, he's not going to get paid. I think that's more of what
he
meant
by
that's not a threat. Problem with wrongful termination as a concept. Like, I think wrongful termination shouldn't even be a thing. I don't even think it should be legal to enforce.
How you going to tell somebody they can't fire somebody?
Yeah, if you
want
to
fire
that kind of
you just
because
I don't like your motherfucking
go
hair.
Go start your
but
own company and you can have all
the
job security
is
you want.
He had already started, or he had already done the work and he wasn't
Whatever.
Getting paid for. So if
liquidated
he did just
damages
leave,
and move on,
listen, then you literally sue
it.
A person
for
your money.
Damages well, what you're owed and get the
fuck
out of
his money. On his that's Instagram, he was trying to sue him. He didn't have enough money.
You're not the only guy to play a drum.
You know, and he was saying basically that, you know, Diddy was going to, what do you call it, like hold out, you know, make him spend a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? Because he has a lot of money to take him back and forth to court.
You can blow that number apart with punitive damages, and an attorney will take that on a contingency for eternity. And I'm living that reality right now, today, in year 10 of litigation in my family.
So how does that happen? But there's so many people or so many artists that we've heard that Puff hadn't paid or took this that.
I never heard this lesson that Puff didn't pay people. I've heard Mace complain that he sold his publishing to Puff for a couple hundred thousand, and then he mad later on that he sold the publishing to Puff. Mm. Not Puff stole his publishing. He regretted doing the business deal.
He made a bad deal.
And it's not a bad deal because it was a great deal when he was nobody and he got the money.
I'm saying in his mind, retrospectively.
Sure, choices. But I'm not getting down with the personal perception.
There's so many people that, you know, is saying that he his bad business.
But that's I've what I'm never saying. In my life heard of Puff doing bad business.
I can name a lot of people that are saying
said that he
Willie B, Mark Curry.
They didn't do anything. This is the problem.
112 did.
112 didn't write or nothing. How? Why would they get paid?
Hey, look, I don't know. I'm just saying, telling you why. Who said what?
Aubrey. I'm just saying these are people.
Why
that
would they get
somebody
paid?
Somebody having a complaint to bitch about is not a standard.
Yes, that's not the
everybody
truth.
Gonna
like
have
TLC could be like somebody cheated us. None of you little bitches wrote the song. None of you little bitches came up with the dance step. None of you little bitches spend your money. All you did was go to the studio and make an engineer work extra hard and auto-tuning your voice.
And then make a bunch of money.
I heard, I've actually heard from a mutual friend that's worked with Diddy. And he was saying that they worked like 24 hours around the clock. They were on coke because that's how he kept them so that he could
work. How could you keep me on coke? That's a fucking lie.
He just kept it there.
I guess
you a fucking dope addict and you blame everybody else. Listen, I couldn't work for Puff for 4 hours if I thought I was going to fucking get paid. I would have not worked for fucking 40 minutes first. But if he said at the end of this 4 hours, hey, Glasses, I'm going to give you $2,000 at the end of 4 hours. I'm going to give you $20,000. He better have that fucking money there. The problem is people jump at an opportunity. Now, listen, there are some people, very few people probably Puff did something wrong to. It's not most of these people. Most of these people was bitches. So I watch artists, certain artists we know, we all know, do things for superstars and people just to be around them. Never do business, never say nothing because they want to be around this person. And then later on they look, they was like, damn, this person made this and I only got this. It ain't been a motherfucker breathing air that I walked into a room with that I thought to myself that I don't want to do business. And if I did something for nothing, it's because I did it for free.
Choice. Mm-hmm.
And most of those people who get nothing are worth nothing, to be perfectly blunt. Because if you were that valuable, they're going to pay you to keep you there.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be a mystery forever that you're incredibly talented and
you're
valuable
living at
and
my
that you
motherfucking-
might find the door.
You living at my fucking house for 13 months. You on my cruise, eating my food, fucking my hoes.
Oh, you a drummer. Like, I mean, what are we...
No, I'm talking about Lil Rod, right?
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, you're living in my mansions, eating my food, driving my shit, fucking my hoes, meeting my connections. That's why you stayed there for this time. You just stayed at this time because you thought to yourself, because you would have worked out the number before you ever came. He tried
that's
to negotiate.
That's the only thing I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Like, you were saying that.
Why didn't you
work out the number beforehand?
You know why?
Your paperwork beforehand.
Because guess what? I'm going to live in Puff's mansion.
Yep.
Plural. Mm-hmm. Mansions. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be on Puff's yacht. I'm going to be next to Puff, meeting Puff's friends, connections, to get the greatest look of my career. And that was pay up enough. So when you get to the end, you're like, well, just give me $50,000. Bitch, how would you? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to pay you. Matter of fact, I might have gave you $50,000 if you don't live in my motherfucking house. You wouldn't eat my caviar on my motherfucking yacht. Look, I don't want to side with rich people. I try my best to never side with wealthy people. I never do, right? Because I come from a poor community. I may not be poor anymore, but I side with poor people. But we also got to be fucking, like, it got to be. I read in a paperwork where the motherfucker said, you know, he lived with Puff for 13 months in his mansions and didn't get paid anything. Bitch, that's the payment.
And he was, yeah, he said he missed the holidays pay rent? And things like that.
That's the motherfucking payment. Bitch, you stand in this motherfucking mansion. You own this motherfucking yacht. I bet you if I was in a room with Cuba Gooding Jr., it wouldn't have happened like that. I'd be like, hey, cuz, put me in some movies. That nigga be like, man, he would have left. Because if I'm going to meet Puff friends, Cuba Gooding Jr. came in here talking about he was groping on me. Now, look, sexual assault is sexual assault. So if cuz did that, yo, Cuba going to get in trouble. But you mean to tell me that's what you did with Cuba Gooding Jr.? When you noticed it was Cuba Gooding Jr., like he was groping on you, didn't talk to cuz about no movies, no nothing. You just sitting there.
They probably was talking about some
And he put his, I wish Cuba would put, his, put his hand, put his hand on my leg.
Cuba, you want to do an album? Because I'm good with the drums.
When they were talking about, well, I was on a yacht and a staff said, so they never stopped to replenish nothing, motherfucker. You couldn't get off and say, fuck all you, let's fight or whatever. You couldn't do nothing.
I'm not even saying you got to squabble niggas down because everybody not like that. But for sure, after that day, I would have
seen if you touching on me.
That motherfucker said, Puff kept my keys.
Unwanted ways, that's a fight.
Puff said he kept my keys. That's just Uber.
No, not Puff. The guy, yeah.
No, Ross. He said Puff kept my keys.
Yeah, he did say
that. Bitch, I done took a fuck this car.
Uber.
You niggas that fucked me over and shit. I'm finna go home. You that groped me all up. I'm going home. If I'm not, even if I'm a Mark, I'm going home.
But I think
I'm Cartman.
I think for him, he probably does wish that he had did those things now, but I think he was already too far in the project when these things were happening to where, and I think it was done complete. I mean, and he's like, if I walk away, if I leave, you know, then I'm not going to get the things that I was promised.
Because the things he was promised was contingent on him giving away some ass, he said.
Why would he think you're this far through this shit? You haven't been compensated yet. Why the fuck do you think there's a big payday coming when it hasn't come all this time?
Because he wanted the producer of the year. He wanted those things that
Puff said that came,
I want to be
but he
all
said,
kinds of things myself.
Hold on. Puff said that was if he gave away the ass.
Who said that?
That's what it said in the paperwork. That wasn't a part of the deal. That was if you my nigga. That's what he said.
No, it don't say that.
Unless I'm losing my mind, that's what it says. I read it. That was a part of him trying to get him to be in a homosexual relationship.
Giving the ass. No, he was telling him.
No, he said, look.
About him doing him producing the album. He's going to be able to put him in situations.
He never sold. No, he didn't sell him on. No, Puff don't got to sell nobody. And Puff said right now, glasses come right for me. He don't got to sell me on nothing.
No, he don't.
Right? Now, don't get me wrong. He going to know he going to pay me.
Right.
But he don't got to. Glasses, if you come down here, you going to win a Grammy. Bitch, I'm sure. That's why it's you Puff.
But I think
Time I went to Dre's studio and I worked and wrote something for him, I've never asked about a fucking penny. Now, some come up to be the biggest song in the world. We got something to talk about. But I ain't like none of them songs is popping on that fucking album. Nobody fucking listened to the Love album with Puff.
It was a good album.
I liked Puff.
I'm not saying it wasn't good. I'm saying
I was listening.
I'm saying it's not like this is No Way Out, Puff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where he got this all about the Benjamin. We talking about Puff that this nigga Puff. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, he's not. That's not the point. The point I'm saying is the promises was built off a homosexual relationship. That is true. That's in the paperwork. It wasn't built off. Hey, come work with me. And you'll win this. It was because it wouldn't be Puff. That wouldn't be Puff's choice. He said, look, this is what Rod said. Now, I hope Puff didn't say, I hope you ain't promising niggas Grammys for ass. That's crazy.
Right.
I hope you ain't promising niggas $250,000 for ass.
I'll bet ass has been given up for far less.
I would imagine so. I doubt ass has ever caused any human being $250,000.
How do you guys feel about that? Like, you know how they were saying about the Solomon ritual? Remember that? The
yes.
lady? The spiritual lady, the one that's been coming up?
Sloan Bella.
And she was saying that, basically talking about that, the Solomon ritual and how everybody's living off our energy and all this stuff like that.
Giving them the vibrations and, you know, that it's just so much stuff that's like,
I mean, look, it got to be something because
it was somebody else.
It has to be something because I don't get why would Puff be fucking niggas when there's women out here. It got to be something because it was so hard for me to believe Puff was gay. Like,
I just feel
now
like
that now that I'm accepting that possibly he may be sleeping with men.
You didn't think that he You why didn't have, like, I mean,
fucking all the bitches.
Yeah.
So why the fuck would niggas is funny?
They
looking.
Say most I men think, that fuck a lot of bitches is they, you know, secretly.
No,
are.
I never heard that.
I think.
Well, I don't know I what think, fucking I a lot of bitches would have to do with fucking men. Fucking a lot of women.
They get tired of the veg.
Yeah.
You could never get tired of
it. Hey, apparently,
because you don't like
it's
niggas.
A lot of guys right now. They're tired of the vag, and they're going
they're
to
not.
The other side.
They,
hey,
they
man,
were never tired
you,
of the vag.
It's an epidemic.
They always
and I'm over this
they
shit.
They always wanted
it's
to see
what. It's a fucking epidemic.
Nobody woke up and was gay.
Listen, right now, I'm thinking they
right.
are.
No, they just, they were pushing down their gayness from the start.
What?
You don't wake up and like niggas.
I think a lot of
like niggas don't look like girls. So how was you thinking girls look beautiful? Look, this becomes
like,
a whole.
I think, but, you don't. You're always in. You know, have a sane mind.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot, actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots. Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
A lot of these men, from what I've heard or seen, is it's those situations where they're high off some shit and
yeah,
some other
see.
Some in some other dimension
yes.
or whatever.
No, I agree. I believe that.
And
I believe
now,
niggas who do drugs might sleep with men.
And now they're sleeping with men.
Yeah, because that makes sense because you out of your mind on drugs. Mm-hmm. So then shit that ain't beautiful could look beautiful to you.
Especially those kind of drugs that make you tingly all over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see that.
Right. I think there's a component where, like, you know how, I'm sure we've all met more than enough women who get out of two or three really bad relationships and they're 23, then they go through a lesbian phase for 3 years because they're emotionally traumatized.
Yep. Yep, I did too.
All right. Just
well, women.
I didn't mean for it to actually be in the room. Yeah. But I think some of that, you know.
Women can't be gay anyway.
Sure, but
women
I
can't even have sex. Did you say that?
The point being, I think there's maybe a bit of a trend. There's certainly a trend of very emotional men. Mm. In this era. So I think you might see some highly emotionally traumatized men go through some post-trauma phase type shit, maybe more so now than in other eras and generations.
Listen, a man being gay and a woman being a lesbian is different. And I get it. I know this is going to probably kick up some shit with the LGBT. Women can't have sex with each other. Like, you can't. I mean, I get it. We've retitled a lot of ideas like licking pussy like that sex. It's not really sex. You can look at a strap on. That's not really sex. Like some of this
shit
is not.
We want the Clinton standard. This isn't sex. That's oral sex. Yeah, that's
not even sex. It's oral. It's cunning language or fellatio. That's not sex. A man is different. Somebody, you know, penis in something is different except the mouth. Like penis and ass is serious. And it's a different commitment. It's a different commitment to be gay.
It's
no real commitment to be a lesbian.
What? It's very lesbians. Okay.
How?
The craziest thing, my mom, she sent me a video. It's so ironic, but she was really like, "You got to see this." There was two men behind her, behind the job, behind her. She worked, you know, where she works.
Sure.
They met up there. Fucked in the back, and he left. And then the other guy waited, walked around to the front. His girl came, or some lady came, picked him up. He jumped in the car and he left. It was very like, okay, we're about to do this real quick. He like came out of the bushes, one of the other guys.
Out of the bushes?
Yeah, because she lives on the East Coast, so it's a lot of woods. It's really woodsy.
Just gay men in the woods?
Yes, came out of the woods. I'll show you the video because I have it. You probably don't want to see it. I don't think you want to see it. Never mind. But came out of the woods. They were fucking. Like, fucking. Other dude took it out, wiped it off.
In the woods?
With his shirt. In on the back step in the woods. The other guy walked off. Back that way in the woods. The other dude walked around to the front, you know, waited because they got the cameras around the whole building, waited for a little bit. And then it appeared to be like his girl, or his lady or whoever that picked him up.
Some woman
jumped in a car.
Sasquatch.
And bounced out. So there it is, a lot of men that are having sex with men, but not saying that they're gay, but they are having sex. Yeah, they're gay and they're having sex with men and they're saying it's just they're just horny or nasty.
I've never met a man like that. Have you ever met a man?
I don't know. Because they're
some of these lifestyles are so crazy.
They're hidden. You don't know. I can't say I've never met a man like that.
That was like, yeah, I get my power from fucking this guy.
Oh, matter of fact, I do know a guy. I actually do know a guy. He was an escort, and he was escorting, and he was fucking city officials, mayors, basketball players. And the crazy thing about it is his profile, they liked that he said he was straight. He wasn't straight. He was gay. But he put that he was a basketball player, like, on his profile, and he had a girlfriend, and he was straight and this and that. And I'm like, why do you do that? He's like, because I get more hits, more people, more men contact me to go out with me or to escort, which they're hooking up.
Yeah, because
thinking that he's straight. But if he was just like a gay man, he wouldn't get as much clientele.
I think there's a link there. You know how there's like a like with like sexual serial killers. Mm. There's the sexual arousal component of like just brutalizing a person. I think with Diddy, if he just wants to fuck something, he's probably gonna go fuck a girl. But I think with this scenario, there are all these rampant power dynamic against the other person's will things. So I think it's a sexual arousal component of just sheer brute force, power, leverage, exploitation.
That's what I was trying to say with the Young Miami thing. I think that she got into the situation as far as like, okay, this is Diddy. Like, you know, he's been nasty your whole life.
No, you can't just say that because you wouldn't think that about Diddy, and neither is Miami. We gonna know Diddy part at this point.
She's like he can put me in situations to where I can gain or I can have a show, he was a nasty ass nigga. She in the industry,
she knew. It's not even people are not in the industry.
I think Young Miami's motives and she been and kicking her with him a
lot than like regular people know Diddy be on some shit.
Well, you didn't know. You didn't feel like that he was might have mess with men here and there until just kind of recently.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't think a lot. You know how many people I've heard is gay in the business? Like, the list is crazy. Oh, yeah. People tell me that. No, because I see these niggas. And so, like, it's hard. Like, I've never seen. Look, you don't got to be broken wrist. But I would expect to see you with a man. Like, if you just gay and you got a wife, like, this is next level. I don't even know at that. Look, if I was a gay man, I would be out. Like, I'm gay. Like, I don't care what nobody think. I squabble everything.
But not everybody can do that.
Everybody can do that.
They can, but they're not. Everybody's not comfortable. So I'm really careful
with going around saying someone that men like men because it's serious as a commitment.
So that's where I think the issue is. I think the problem is like
even if Even if a dude said, "Hey, sometimes I sleep with niggas." Okay. So what if Diddy admitted that
and said, you know what, I do fuck niggas now. Now what?
Nobody would say shit. Well, it's fucking Puff.
I don't.
No, what is somebody going to say? Nigga going to be like, oh, I thought so a long time ago. I knew it.
Yeah, it's true.
What would you say? Yeah, I mean, we will say, well, I knew that.
I mean, it wouldn't matter to me because it's fucking Puff. Who the fuck? I don't fucking care. Like, at this point, people have said it so many times. Lil Rob making accusation. I'm like, man, I guess.
Whatever. Wait, was All About the Benjamins just in that it was all about a bunch of gentlemen named Benjamin?
Yeah. You know what?
It's a real white joke, fucking.
I had to lay it on with that type of timber as well. Benjamin.
Well, it's all about Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Oh. Y'all some bullshit. No. I will Puff kick all y'all ass.
Farnsworth Benjamin.
Oh, Farnsworth Benjamin. They did say he was messing with Farnsworth.
See, I didn't hear that, but. You know, at this point, it's all allegations.
Didn't he peek out and say, man, when he said something like he was going to say something, he crawled back in his hole. I don't know what happened after that. Yeah, when the Cassie stuff, after that, it was like he popped up and said, yeah, if I tell mine or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear nothing else about him again.
Oh, wow.
So I wonder if he was peeking and he was like, no, I'll let you go back.
And what's the situation with Albie Shore? It's just too much.
Man, he was Stevie fucking Albie Shore old lady.
Too. We know that, but what is the issue? Okay, we get that.
I'll be mad because this nigga raised his son.
How you going to be mad at another man raising your
kid? Easy. Yeah. Niggas get mad at you raising their kid now. They be like, bitch ass nigga calling my daddy. You see, just told him to come home, the door's open. Nigga, I know niggas right now who be like, don't call that nigga daddy. Like, nigga, this nigga raising your son. Nigga, that's your kid. It's
fucked up. That's I don't know. I mean, but you would you let Diddy call you daddy?
He's Latin. That's that Latin shit. I know a lot of Puerto Rican people out there be like, oh, what's up, daddy? That's really how the Spanish people talk. What up, Poppy?
Is he Latin?
No. That's the lingo. He's into that lingo. That nigga's a nigga, but the lingo. I don't think he calling niggas daddy. He's from Brooklyn. Well,
he called Meek Mill daddy. I mean, he used to have...
When he first started promotion,
when he was with Uptown, he had daddy's house.
Yeah.
So he's all, but back then they were saying that.
But that's some New York shit. If he hung around any Spanish people, he picked up.
But you didn't answer my question. So he can call you daddy?
Could Puff call me? Oh, I like that, daddy. I don't think I would trip. I'd be like, that's weird. You know what I mean?
So he's calling you daddy, G?
I'm being honest. Like, if he was like, man, that's hard right there, daddy, I kind of be like, huh. I don't think I would flip.
And then you're going to be like, nah, nigga.
Hey, call me cuz, bro.
Basically, you can get away with it one time.
Because at that point, like, I mean, but then I do got Spanish homies. My homeboy, Pito from Chicago. Shout out to P, cuz he fuck with the Terror Squad niggas. Cuz be like, what's up, Poppy? Yeah, daddy, I fuck with that. That shit got that fire. Like, I never got offended.
That's a lot more common in the non-Mexican, like the East Coast.
Yeah,
Florida, because
I hear
Chicago
it. So I don't feel, but Puff is a black person, so I probably wouldn't. If a black person called me, I know that's fucked up.
But
like, if a black person called me nigga, I'd be cool. A white person nigga, I'd be like, bro. Mm-hmm. So like, if a Spanish person, like he say that shit, I don't think I look at cuz crazy, but Puff is black. So I'd be like, hold up, bro. Like, maybe the first time I wouldn't look, I'd double look. Right. Second time is like, all right, call me cuz, bro.
Trying to...
you just get too comfortable.
But I mean, what was up with Homeland Security raiding the homes, both the houses? Now they're, I heard that they're scouring the flights. They're going to be interviewing everybody that was on his planes. They're searching commercial flights. They left out with a box of stuff, so they knew exactly what they were looking for. Like, it's just a lot.
The same thing that happened to R. Kelly is happening to Puff.
I know.
And I told y'all this was going to happen because R. Kelly was guilty of statutory rape. We all knew that. Mm-hmm. Right? But none of us thought he was kidnapping them little funny-looking ladies. Mm-mm. None of us thought he was keeping them against their will. They convinced us that's happening. But convincing somebody of their wills, if you leave here, you can't come back, is not a threat. It's not a threat. You can't say my mind is so weak that he said, if I leave, I can't come back and I just needed to be. Bitch, go home. Right? No, you can't do that. Right? So, but what happens is the fake black outrage, right? They weaponize our outrage to kind of lynch brothers, right? Where it's like R. Kelly should have been in prison for, I think it's 6 to 10 years, which is what child pornography on a federal level carry. If you sleep with a girl under 16 on a federal level, they could charge you with child pornography, mm-hmm. right? Child pornography, straight up. So that carries, I think, 6 to 10 years, somewhere in there. That's what he should have been in jail for. But what they did, they were able to trump up the charges with trafficking.
Yep. The same charge.
With racketeering. A mob charge with the Mann Act, which is what they gave Jack Johnson. And R. Kelly ended up with more time than Sammy the Bull Gravano, who murdered 16 people.
Crazy.
R. Kelly ended up with more time than a murderer of 16 people. I don't care if it's even a deal. How the fuck do you, who didn't make nobody do nothing against their will, right, end up with more time than a motherfucker who took 16 lives? And was a part of a fucking criminal enterprise for real. Mm-hmm. So they're doing it to Puff. And the federal, me and Pete was talking about this, the federal statute is so vague and open. Like, so Puff didn't force Miami to do nothing, right? There's no coercion, there's no fraud, there's no force, mm-hmm. right? Now, we could say he's older and he took it mentally. She wanted to be ahead in the craft, mm-hmm. and he was like, I held my pot. Sure, whatever all them fake laws that everybody come up with and fake moral standings is whatever, because women and men do the same thing. Women use beauty, men use money. Same shit. If a girl on that plane, like let's say if it went to the strip club and a girl there stripping is 17. So in a lot of states, more states, I told y'all this, in more states than there is the legal age of consent, 18, the legal age of consent is 16. It's like 30-something states. Mm-hmm. But in those same states, if you buy pussy from somebody 17 and it's still it's still human trafficking.
Because they're under 18.
Yes. But even though the state, it's a legal law. It's a legal law that they can consent to sex. In Nevada, the legal age of consent is 16. Right, I was looking at a map just when this R. Kelly shit was going on. It's 16. But if you buy pussy from her, that's a fucking federal human trafficking law violation.
Crazy. Because it's prostitution.
No.
I mean, because
prostitution is legal.
In Nevada.
Oh.
and the legal age of consent is 16. Now, they may have a, you can't consent to it to a certain age. I'm not sure, but I'm saying she can consent at 16, and she may even be able to sell it at 16. But federally, if you buy, you remember how the laws was working where, like, they was closing all the dispensaries down because the state, it was legal in California, but the feds was against it. Yeah. So, yeah, this is some normal federal shit where the states and the federal clash. So Puff could have forgive me, I'm trying to stop using the word literal. Puff could have got a girl from the strip club that was 17. Didn't know. Didn't even matter. He not collecting IDs. These bitches from the strip club.
That's what happened to South Park Mexican.
Sure. But these women from the strip club. That's what he told them, go get them. Right? And they came, and if he slept with somebody and he gave him some money, that can be a human trafficking violation federally. And that's what I'm not okay with. See, and Pete gave me a really important expression that I remember when I was younger. The spirit of the law versus the letter of the law. Laws were meant, right, to keep order and balance, right? Not so people couldn't take things from people. But you can use the letter of a law in a very, very abusive way. And that's what's happening at the highest levels. At the highest levels.
So basically, if Cassie, if he wouldn't have paid Cassie so fast and that, you know, lawsuit with her lawsuit dropped, then none of these things probably would have been.
Yes, they would.
No, they still would have. But I think
this is the problem, right? Like, Michael Jackson's career was over because he didn't pay that shit fast enough. If somebody can lie on you and the half of the lie is true. Now, I don't know. I don't want to believe these things about Michael Jackson, but it's not impossible. But I'm saying because these things and accusations was made publicly, people know the court of public of, you know, the court of public opinion is won easily with accusations. Mm-hmm. Like if it come out Puff didn't do nothing, his career is over.
Mm-hmm. It's still over. Yeah. Yeah.
Because at this point, remember all of the deals they had, the deal he has with Diageo, right? That's a moral clause, like a morality clause. If you make us look bad and we don't agree with your behavior on any level, even if it's not true, we can suspend your deal.
Yeah.
So he paid Cassie to go away. Now, how much of that is true? I'm sure some of it is true, but then I think some of it is exaggerated, right? Because you probably wouldn't have been with this dude that long, but you could have, because I watched SVU and Olivia Benson and Ice-T and them be keeping me schooled. You know, Tutu Wild, I be schooled on rape and shit. I be like, damn.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible, but I do genuinely think there's more to that story and it's a deeper thing. Because you didn't put this nigga in prison. You didn't try to put him in jail. You know, it's a different thing. Everything was handled civilly. Even right now, all the cases are civil. It's not like people went down to file criminally.
But is there like a statute of limitations to where they can't?
Well, New York, it just passed, and that's why everybody went down there to file. Mm-hmm. It was like a big thing in New York with the legal
survivors. They like opened it up, and then it
survivors.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's just a weird thing where right now, when the feds get involved, your ass is most likely going to jail because, like, the feds don't even have to prove a crime; they can lock you up on the possibility. Oh. They have things called, what is it called? Intent. Mm. They got conspiracy, like conspiracy. The shit that be in your mind.
In jail for conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Conspiracy is the easiest thing for them to get you.
And that's all federal shit. Like, remember they created the racketeering law with the mob because they couldn't catch them committing crimes. So they catch them with the thought of a crime. Mm. And that's where the fake black outrage creates the moment for the feds. Like R. Kelly. R. Kelly would have been in jail probably 10 years, which would have made sense for his crimes. He's supposed to did 7-8 years, come home, get therapy in jail to a welcome home concert and be able to redeem himself. This man ain't gonna never get out of jail alive.
I know.
And he didn't force nobody to do anything. I don't give a, I know that. I know the truth in that shit. Now, he did break the law. Statutory rape is against the law. Feel me? Job pornography is against the law. But come on, he's not trafficking women. But because he may have got somebody a purse, or he bought somebody a plane ticket and some girl was 17 in a place where the legal age of consent could be 17, but because she's under the federal limit of where it could be considered that, it's human trafficking. Guilty. This nigga end up, again, with 30-some years. He ain't take no pussy.
That's crazy.
So this is what's happening to Puff. So many days of outrage, millions of jokes, millions of memes. They like, oh, we got another way to get this nigga. Now, it could come out, he did all the shit they say he did. He could have a whole underground pimping thing that we don't know. But that's what I need. I need you to show me he really trafficking.
Yeah.
Don't show me he fucked somebody.
I mean, he could be, but he's a John versus, like, trafficking. Like, he's someone that, you know.
Bought pussy.
Yeah, bought pussy.
Don't show me he bought pussy and y'all trying to give him human trafficking. I'm going to be upset, and I don't give a fuck. And that's what's going on, too. We're judging Puff morally. And it's like, all of y'all is pieces of shit. All you motherfuckers drink and do drugs and be fucking up and drive home and risking niggas like my life because your motherfucking ass, now you trying to look at Puff. All you motherfuckers is doing cocaine. All you motherfuckers is doing lean and perks. All you motherfuckers is fucking junkies. And now y'all trying to single out Puff. All you niggas. And that shit bothers me because I, like, if he's guilty, jail. But what are we saying?
We don't know
the
yet.
Feds getting involved, that means it might be some shit that don't even matter. They can get you if they want you.
Mm. Yeah.
And we are allowing it because none of us, like, yeah, we've been hearing nasty shit about Puff. Puff might have fucked some nigga. Puff might do stiff business or he cheated some artist. I ain't never in my life heard Puff being no rapist, no child, no human trafficker, not no motherfucking nothing. Not no criminal.
I mean, the only criminal that I've really heard with, you know, is that he had something to do with Kim Porter's death. I mean, that's always,
that's the closest thing I heard.
Yeah. And then,
I ain't never heard of Puff harming no motherfucking women. Cassie shit was the first shit I heard. Now, I'm not saying he didn't kick Cassie ass. I'm sure he might have went up Cassie, combed her hair. I ain't saying he didn't. Cassie probably was on some shit and he combed her hair. You can't do that in the modern era. Can't do that. Now, if y'all's going to put him in jail for spouse abuse, whatever. If he combed their fucking hair, give him spouse abuse. Give him his probation. Let him go do his year or two, whatever it is. I don't fucking care. But why is this nigga in a situation where he finna do 30 or 40 fucking years? Mm. Puff ain't no 30. Like, that's fucking John Gotti. Like, what are we saying this nigga is John Gotti? Like, for real?
But now what if all this stuff, you know, comes out? I mean,
he still wouldn't be John Gotti. So why is he getting John Gotti time?
How many years did, were they going to give Epstein?
He's not even... This dude had a sex island intentionally finding women underage and bringing them to a fucking island.
Well, they're trying to say the lady, because her name was too long, but KK was, is Diddy's,
The fact that they mention that nigga in the same regards as that nigga is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like, you really can't know what Jeffrey Epstein did if you think Puff is anything like this.
But that's what they're trying to paint the picture.
That's what they're trying, yeah.
Who the fuck is doing that?
The media.
Like, then they don't know who Jeffrey Epstein is. You need to really go look at his case. That nigga was some shit. He's not like Puff. Puff buying grown ass, but this nigga was never buying grown bitches. Mm.
Yeah, that's how they're trying to paint him.
To get another nigga. Like, again.
I do feel, you know, it is.
Now, listen. Why is he getting as much time as John Gotti? I'm tired of talking about this. This is the last podcast I'm talking about this, but I'm trying to tell you.
What the Department of Justice and its subsidiary entities have turned federal law enforcement into political grandstanding in the same way that, remember, like 10 years ago, you had all these idiot no-name congressmen and they're badgering Mark McGuire. Were you on steroids when you hit that triple? Did you cheat for that triple? So they could get their face all over television and people can know who the fuck they are. It's the same fucking shit here. Like they're saying, oh, Donald Trump fudged the... negotiated the value of a property over collateral with the bank. Oh, he did this. He did. You know he's facing over 700 fucking years? Are you talking about Diddy facing 40 or 50? Mm. Donald Trump facing 7 centuries.
Well, because people don't
over
like
paperwork
it,
time.
It's ridiculous.
And because everybody involved in it wants to throw out the biggest thing they can and be all over every television and newspaper in the world. And they do the same thing here.
Good looking out for tuning in to the No Ceilings Podcast. Please do us a favor and subscribe, rate, comment, and share. This episode was recorded right here on the west coast of the USA and produced by the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. Yeah.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.